Two of the core organizers for Inaugurate the Revolution are Stanley Jaguna, a founding member of IU Students for a Democratic Society, and Alice Corey, a local writer and photographer affiliated with the Equity Collective. Stanley and Alice, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to Bring It On.
Thank you all so much.
So, tell us about the project. Who came up with the idea? What's going to be happening? I'm really excited to hear all about it.
Okay, so Inaugurate the Revolution was initiated by a Facebook post of mine in mid-November. I had seen some graphic flyers circulated on Twitter and Facebook from some anti-fascist groups in the United States, and they were calling for a general strike on the 20th. So I made a post and I asked who in my friends list had had experience with labor strikes. And then I got connected with the two other organizers who aren't here, and they brought Alice along. And, well, we decided that it wasn't the best idea to do a strike. So we're like, okay, well, we're going to protest it somehow. How do we go beyond the usual model of protest? How do we go beyond people coming together, listening to a lot of speeches, and then just dissipating, right? So Inaugurate the Revolution is meant as, first and foremost, a huge event to signify strength and unity and solidarity amongst the community and with marginalized populations. And it's supposed to rally people around the same principles and say that our vision is still here and we still matter. And by doing that, we vehemently condemn Donald Trump and everything that he stands for.
So this is not just one event. It's really an entire day of multiple events, many of which are happening simultaneously throughout the day. So I was wondering, maybe Alice, you could speak a little bit, because you've been doing a lot of the sort of scheduling. And maybe you could maybe take our listeners through sort of what the offerings are that are going to kind of be available throughout the day, how this is all going to come together. I know that we end with a huge rally in the evening.
So what we've tried to put together is a day of short, mostly 1 to 2 hour sessions of activism, and we've got some teach-ins, we've got service projects, but they're kind of chunked out during the day so you can go from one to another. And they're on topics of all sorts. We've got things from peacemakers, the Bloomington Peace Action Coalition. We've got IU professors such as yourself doing teach-ins and workshops on topics that they study. And I mean, we have various members of leftist and anarchist groups in Bloomington even. So we really have a wide range of offerings. You can kind of put together a schedule so that you can maybe check out one thing and another and get really a broad range of tactics and perspectives, maybe some of which you've not known of before or experienced.
Some of the topics that you have?
Oh, goodness. Well, one of them that I'm really excited about is called The Revolution Will Be Accessible. It's a topic that is really important because as activists, we fall into these patterns, you know, march in the street, hold up signs, but we don't always think about how to include everybody of all abilities, different abilities in our activism. So I'm excited. That's one I'm going to be attending myself, I hope, if I get a chance. And we've got one on, it's a film screening about MLK. So kind of bouncing off of MLK Day earlier in the week, we're going to have a film screening and a panel kind of reclaiming him as actually a radical.
What I want to know is, are similar occurrences happening around the country on that day? Is what we're doing here totally unique in the sense that nobody else is? Or are we going to see a day of activities happening across the country like this?
Well, the whole J20 thing is supposed to be a nationwide day of action and protest to delegitimize the inauguration. But as far as comparing Inaugurate the Revolution to other events, I think we are really in a league of our own as far as how comprehensive we are in having sessions that teach methods of resistance and teach people how to approach politics with a new form of consciousness. We give people direct opportunities to make an impact in their community through mutual aid. And we also have your march, and we also have a rally. The reason why we put so many things together on this day is to really emphasize to folks that we have to turn it up three notches, right? Like, we can't allow ourselves to feel paralyzed or try to scrounge up whatever sense of normal that we have left and let this fade into the background of everyday life. This is going to be a fight that lasts for 4 years, and it's going to be waged. It's going to be won or lost, by how many people are in the streets, not by whoever's representing us in Congress, although that's important. But the majority, I believe, of the agency lies within how many people stand up, break away from the daily, you know, humdrum of things, and take action.
So what time do events start?
We've got check-in going on at 9. We are asking folks to kind of check in with us. You know, there's a lot going on this day. It's going to run almost like a conference with a schedule, and, you know, we'll say, here's where everything is, here's a map, here's, you know. Our first slate of workshops begin at 9:30, and then they're going to run all day till about 5:10, giving us a few minutes to kind of assemble for our march.
And the march is going to start where?
We're planning for the march to start at the Monroe County Public Library, which is where most of our workshops are going to be taking place.
Around what, the 5:30-ish mark?
5:15.
And okay.
This is going to be just a march around the downtown area and then back toward the Buskirk. We've got a lot of folks lined up to lead chants and make it a really joyous march, kind of building on what we've been doing all day, not focusing on one issue, which is often the case with marches, which is fine when, but there's so many issues at play here.
We have to conceive of something that really swings the pendulum back in our favor, because whenever you look throughout history, the only thing that has accomplished that in the face of so much oppression has been people coming together and building mass movements and affirming the fact that they won't settle for this,
right,
that we deserve a better world, and that we can have the power to institute it. So Inaugurate the Revolution is a full-day counter-inaugural. What happened on November 8th, 2016 was not the end of the world that we want to see. Rather, it was the beginning of a long, beautiful struggle to create it.
Tell me how you are defining the word revolution, because I think a lot of people hear that word and all they think of is guns and blood. I want you to tell them what this word really means and how you are envisioning it and using it.
So we've actually dedicated a whole little part of our website to this, because there's so much, so many different interpretations of the word revolution. But for us, it's not necessarily a violent coup, the like of which you would see in a movie. But for we're conceiving of revolution as a radical act of love, a complete changing of the paradigm. And this is done by us, for us. We are not going to rely on anyone else's but our own communities. We're not going to have the government do it for us, because they can't. And so we show our solidarity with us by any means necessary. And we're going to try to figure what that means on the 20th.